If you have your Bible this morning, would you open to Matthew chapter number 4 for our morning exhortation, Matthew chapter number 4, as we continue, we're doing a devotional study of the Gospel of Matthew, and we are in chapter 4 today. We're going to look at verses 18 to 22. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Well, we had pointed out last time that Jesus has really officially begun his earthly ministry. And in the text that I've read to you here this morning, we're seeing that Jesus is calling his first disciples. And as you think about the few verses that I read to you this morning, we learn from this passage, or at least we see tremendous insight from this passage into what it means to be a true follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll give you a handful of thoughts this morning. In the first place, from verses 18 and 19, I want you to see that to be a follower of Jesus, one must first have the opportunity to hear a word from Jesus. You'll notice again in verse 18 and 19, he was walking by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said, so from verse 18, you see, he saw. And then from verse 19, he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." You know, when we talk about ministering the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, we do that because men and women need opportunity. You have to hear the gospel in order to become a follower of the Lord Jesus. And here these men are going about their business. They're fishermen, attending to their business, doing what fishermen do. And all of a sudden, the Lord Jesus comes along and he sees them and he speaks to them and he issues the call to them to follow. And so to be a follower of the Lord Jesus, first, a person has to have the opportunity to hear the word of the gospel, to follow the Lord Jesus. Furthermore, in verse 19 and 20, as you think about what Jesus said to these men, we see that the command to follow Jesus, I don't know if you've ever thought of it this way, is both a call and a charge. The command to follow the Lord Jesus is both a call and a charge. You see, Jesus said to them, "Follow me." And you say, well, what do you mean by it being a call and a charge? Well, there is that initial call that says to come, but in the phrase "follow me," there's something that a person is to do continually. So there is an initial coming, responding to the call of the Lord Jesus. But then there is the continuation or the ongoing nature of following the Lord Jesus Christ. True followers of Jesus do just that. They follow Jesus. It's not that someone just responds to some message about Jesus and that's the end of it. But there is this initial coming to Jesus and ongoing obedience to all that the Lord Jesus commands of his disciples. So a true follower, if you're a true follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, yes, there was that initial call that said, "Follow me." There was that initial gospel that came to you and revealed to you your situation and the fact that you needed a Savior. But if you're a true follower of Jesus, you are presently following Jesus. It's not just something that happened in the past, although it was something that happened in the past. It's something that has continuing results. And so the call or the command to follow the Lord Jesus, you have to see it in both lights. It is a call and it also is a charge. There is initial and there is ongoing obedience that is required in this command from the Lord Jesus. Also in verse number 19, when Jesus called to them and he said, "Follow me," you'll notice here that he said, "I'll make you fishers of men." And followers of the Lord Jesus have the certainty of his promises to help them as they follow. Jesus, again, is giving the promise to them, an evangelistic promise here. "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men," is a fitting illustration that Jesus used that these men would understand. They were fishing for fish. And Jesus, speaking on their language, says, "I'm calling you. I have a job for you to do. You're going to follow me. And the promises that I'm putting behind this is that I'm going to teach you to do something. You're going to be a fisher of men." You are ultimately, and we see the story unfolding in the gospel accounts, that these men, as they're following the Lord Jesus, they learn from Jesus. And after Jesus completes his work and he ascends back to heaven, what do you see happening? You see the men who are following Jesus beginning to tell other men the gospel. And so they are fishing for men. They become evangelists of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. You know, I think that's instructive for us. It's something that we need to remember as followers of the Lord Jesus, and that is that we have many great and precious promises from the Scripture that we can hold to as we follow the Lord.
That's right.
Something you need to learn how to do, especially in your own prayer life and in your walk with the Lord, is to pray and to plead the promises of God to God in prayer. The Puritans talked about that, pleading the promises. We've talked about that before. You learn to make your prayers biblical by going to the Word of God. You have scriptural thoughts. You think of the promises that God has made to us as His children, and not that God needs to be reminded, but you remind God of those promises in prayer, and you plead those promises, and thank the Lord that we have His promises. Thank the Lord that we have His Word to help us as we follow Him. We have the promises of God to help us as we follow. A fourth thing I want you to see here from verse number 19, right on the heels of those promises, Jesus gives purpose to the lives of His followers by employing them in His service. Once again, Jesus said to them, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." You know, it's an amazing thing that when the Lord calls people and saves people, He immediately employs us in His service. All of us have a job to do. I think it's a failure of the modern church today many times to take the work of the ministry and say, well, that's just the job of the preacher or the employees of the church. No, that's not how God set it up at all.
Right.
God has set it up so that all of those who are followers of the Lord Jesus have gifts and talents and have a purpose in the world. Thank God that He saves us out of sin and gives us dignity and gives us a call to go out and to witness and to serve Him and to use our gifts and our talents for the furtherance of the kingdom. And thank God for that purpose. He's enlisted us in His service. And this service, this employment in the activity of the Lord is a service that's good for men because it takes the gospel to men so that they too hear the message of the gospel to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In verse 20 through 22, a fifth point this morning, following the Lord Jesus must trump all other allegiances. And for the true follower of Jesus, following Him becomes their ultimate priority. You'll notice in verse number 20, look at that word immediately. Jesus has extended His call. He's given them promises. He's given purpose. And immediately, what did they do? They left their nets and they followed Him. And then if you go to verse number 22, immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Him. Now that's pretty staggering, isn't it? Because Jesus has come along and He said, "Follow me." And what is it that these men have left to follow Jesus? Well, they've left their fishing business. I mean, this was their livelihood. Here you have their father. They left their father and they followed Him. Jesus, in other parts in the gospel accounts, would tell would-be followers of Him to count the cost before you follow. To think about it. To think about what it's going to mean to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ before you engage on the journey. And here you see these early disciples, as they saw Jesus and heard the call and began to understand who He was, following Him became the ultimate priority. It became the allegiance of their heart. Everything else paled in comparison to following. They left their nets, they left their boat, they left their father, and they followed. As they thought of the cost was nothing in comparison to following the Lord Jesus. And that's true for us today. Is we still have to be counting the costs and remembering what it means to be a follower of Jesus and not ever allow anything else to become in a higher place. So, there should be nothing in our life that we give greater allegiance to than the Lord Jesus Christ. We should always count the cost. And if you just take this whole passage in summary, we could say today and deduce the truth that to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest privilege and the greatest blessing that one could ever hope to have.
Amen.
And if you're a follower, you know that to be true today. You know, I wonder, as we leave this particular text, have you personally heard the call? Have you heard the message of the gospel? Has the Holy Spirit attended to your heart concerning these things? Do you understand that the call of the Lord Jesus certainly is a call, but it's also a charge? That there is an initial response to it, but it also requires ongoing obedience. Have you seen the cost? Have you counted the cost? And have you come to the conclusion that it's nothing in comparison to following the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you thought about these things today? Even though you haven't seen the Lord Jesus, as Peter says, do you love Him? Do you have true affection in your heart because God has opened up your eyes to who He truly is? It's an amazing privilege. It's an amazing blessing today to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're not a follower of the Lord, would you look in our text again? Look in verse 19 and 20. And imagine this is you hearing the words of Jesus. And He said to them, "Follow Me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and they followed Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that there is this amazing gospel. And we thank You that there is a call, Lord, that goes out to followers, that they would come, that they would respond. And Lord, thank You for all of the truths that we've gleaned from this passage today about purpose and meaning and promises and blessing and privilege and all that's involved in being a follower of Jesus. Lord, there's nothing like it. And Lord, our heart today is that people would experience this, that they would hear the call effectually, that they truly would come to the Lord Jesus, that they would be devoted followers of the Lord. Lord, I pray today for those who are already followers that we would just revisit, Lord, what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a disciple, or be a follower of Jesus. Lord, that we would examine our own hearts and think about the things that hold our hearts. Lord, see if there's any other allegiances in our lives that we're giving more credence to than Jesus. And Father, if there is, I pray that You would point it out to us and rebuke us and lead us to a place of repentance, and that Christ would always be the ultimate affection of our heart. Lord, thank You for Your love. Thank You that You've called us to Yourself. It's an amazing thing. It's a staggering thought that we've been saved, that we've been justified, that we have been redeemed and reconciled to You through Your Son. We thank You for this and we praise You. In Christ's name, amen.